First level of love. I love me for my benefit. According to Bernard, this is the most selfish and the most infantile of the four levels. The practitioner of this level thinks, I care for my interests alone, and I am only interested in results that immediately and ultimately benefit me. From a developmental perspective, this belief represents a necessary stage in our growth as individuals, whereby we learn the basic skills of survival. As infants, we cry for food, for clean diapers, for comforting arms. This is natural and necessary. Unfortunately, most of us know a few adults who still function at this stage of development. And honestly, most of us can recall many times when we ourselves have regressed to this stage. Usually, this happens when we have so neglected ourselves that one day we snap and commit a remarkably selfish act that surprises even us. Clearly, this is not the solution for a way out of the dichotomy. Second level of love. I love you for my benefit. Bernard believed this level is where most of us dwell, particularly in our relationships. Someone stuck at this level operates like this. I love you and care for you because I receive validation, knowing I add value to your life. I love you because I need to, in order to feel right, safe, strong, worthy. In the words of Cheap Trick, I need you to need me. I love you because of what our relationship does for me, making me feel valuable and necessary. It also gives me reason to expect you to reciprocate my efforts. Bernard rightly questioned whether this way of loving others can truly be considered love at all, given that it is based on a hidden quid pro quo agenda. It's the golden rule twisted inside out. Instead of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, it turns into do unto others so that they might do unto you. This is, frankly, where most of us find ourselves in all our relationships, especially as parents with our kids. Think back on the mother's comment about feeling unappreciated for all her sacrifices. Who hasn't felt that way? Who hasn't wanted to quit making all these sacrifices because they keep going unrecognized and unreturned? But is that why we do make all those sacrifices? In order to feel appreciated? Of course not, right? We make all those sacrifices because we love our kids. If that's true, then what's behind our need for someone to notice? This is not about wanting appreciation. It's about needing validation for all our efforts in order to feel like it's worth it to keep going at all. If others don't appreciate all my sacrifices, then why am I still making such efforts? It's because I'm stuck at the second level of love. I love you for my benefit. Third level of love. I love you for your benefit. This brings us to level 3. I believe this level is deceptive because it appears to be the highest level of love and the most beneficial to the world. I am selfless in that I am here for you. I am here to serve you. I am here to serve you, and my concerns and my personal motives do not come into the picture at all. For a variety of reasons, this seems to be the stated and understood ideal for all relationships. We hear it in popular phrases such as, I'll always be here for you, and I'll do anything for you. We feel like good parents when we say to our kids, you're the most important thing in the world to me. Yikes! I don't want that type of pressure, do you? Especially if I'm just a kid. That's a whole lot of responsibility to carry around, the weight of being someone's supreme significance. The truth of the matter is that this level of love, while sounding elegantly selfless, can never truly exist. And thankfully so. This is the type of thinking that lauds altruism and martyr-style parenting, never recognizing that no one can ever fully take themselves out of the relationship equation. And thinking that I can serve someone else without any motives of my own only increases the chances for my own self-deception and hidden expectations. You can see that ultimately this level of love always reverts back to level 2, for I can never fully eliminate myself and my interests and my desires. Thankfully, we just weren't made that way. Again, we want relationships that involve others finding their true joy in being with us, pursuing their own happiness and ours. We do not want selfless martyrs living only for us, especially not a parent. This brings us to Bernard's fourth and highest level of love, which he believed is the only way out of the either me or you dilemma. Listen to this carefully, for this model of relating yourself to the world will probably sound unfamiliar and may even come across as heretical to your former way of thinking. But I believe it is the only way of relationship that makes any sense at all. Not only does it form the foundation of the entire scream-free philosophy, I believe it carries within it the power to create revolutionary relationships with our kids and everyone else in our world. Here goes.